Well, you can certainly file this story under unique and under something that Alex Baldwin would approve of. Ralphie Radio Show here with a story about Words with Friends saving a man from a possible heart attack. He was having chest pains, and he used the chat feature in Words with Friends to tell his opponent. His opponent was a woman who was married to a doctor. The doctor advised the woman to tell this guy, hey, maybe you should go see a doctor. Turned out he had clogged arteries and the whole nine. Words with Friends possibly saving this guy's life. See, it's not all bad after all. Here on the Ralphie Radio Show, we welcome via Google Chat Kevin Avidetsky. He founded Social Yeah, a boutique social media strategy firm based in Buffalo. And Kevin, it's like every day we find new uses for these social networks, even Words with Friends, which isn't, you know, typically referred to as a social network, but there is a social interaction feature in it.
X, I just scored. Oh, sorry. Yes, I just got 72 points. That's pretty good right there. It's funny when these stories come out because everybody wants to credit Words with Friends with saving somebody's life when it's just relationships and communication. It's the way that we talk. It's no different than when phones were finally in houses. You know, before somebody had a rotary phone on their wall, if they were having a heart attack or they fell and they couldn't get up, they had to shout at the top of their lungs and hope that a neighbor heard them. Then phones came in and they could pick up a phone and, holy crap, I can call somebody and tell them I need help. And it's just the way that we communicate nowadays, whether it's Word with Friends or Xbox Live or a Facebook status update. In 2012, we are connected with so many people. And for all the negativity that comes with people invading your privacy and knowing too much, there's so many great things that can come with it. And this is just another example.
I mean, the story definitely shines a positive light on Words with Friends. So you think now maybe parents are not giving their kids as hard of a time as maybe they were when the kids were constantly playing the game instead of doing other things?
Absolutely. If anything, it's teaching kids and parents that the world is connected in a way that we weren't years ago. Well, why would you even tell somebody that you're having chest pains? But it's no different than if you were at a party or if you were playing Scrabble in the park like elderly people still do. Or what do they play? They play chess. If you're playing with your friends in the park and you say, I got chest pains, that's what you do. You tell people that you're around. And just in this day and age, kids aren't outside playing baseball or playing hockey in the streets. They're playing Words with Friends at Xbox Live.
Wrap it up with Kevin Avidetsky from Social Yeah here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kevin, that's the other interesting thing too, because this guy was having chest problems and he happened to just say it in the chat feature in Words with Friends, and then the person he was competing against, again, her husband was a doctor and advised him to go see a doctor, and that's probably what saved him from the heart attack. But Kevin, if you were having chest pains, would you tell somebody on Words with Friends you were having chest pains, or would you just call the doctor up?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know. I play Words with Friends and I try not to chat because I have a hard enough time coming up with words and not losing the game. I probably would have went on Facebook. You know, kind of like I did the other day when I was trying to figure out if Modern Family was new or not, and I couldn't, so I asked my Facebook friends. But it's just the world we live in. A couple weeks ago, I went on Facebook, and my whole news feed was sick. Every other person was complaining about being sick, and I said, oh, this weekend I'm going to be sick, and it's what happened. You know, it's just the way we get our news, and it's the way we talk. And it's awesome because years ago, we only had 20 or 30 friends that we kept in contact with. Now we have hundreds, and in the terms of Twitter and all these other apps, thousands and millions of people that we can get information from. So it's just a matter of embracing it and not being scared of it.
By the way, speaking of embracing it, I've embraced it as well. I'm actually on Words with Friends now. My username on there, if you want to start a game, Ralphie Aversa, R-A-L-P-H-I-E, A, V as in Victor, E-R-S-A. If you're in the car right now, you can't remember that, just go to keyword Ralphie on our website. We got, I'm linked up with Words with Friends. Also just join Tumblr and Instagram as well. Keyword Ralphie, Ralphie Radio Show blog. You can link up with all that. We'll also link you up with Kevin Avidetsky, joining us here on the Ralphie Radio Show, the founder of Social Yeah, a boutique social media strategy firm based in Buffalo. Kevin, thanks for the 411.